Caleb Hart from KAPS up north joining us. How you doing, Caleb?
You know, Dick, if I was a dog with two tails, they would both be wagging
tonight. You had a good game too, huh?
I didn't even have a game tonight.
Oh, you got a preview. There we go.
That's right. Yeah, we're playing tomorrow. I think everybody decided to take the night off here in Skagit County. So tomorrow we have got Laconner, the top team here in our Northwest 2B League, hosting Raymond, which is the number three seed coming out of the Southwest Coastal Division. And you had said earlier in the show that it felt like the 3A bracket was kind of predetermined. It was as top-heavy with anybody, right, with Eastside Catholic and O'Day, right?
Yeah.
Well, looking at 2B, I think 2B is kind of the polar opposite of 3A. 2B looks pretty wide open just given what both of these two teams had done earlier in the year. Raymond comes into this football game at 6-4, having knocked off the final score of TV's number three team in the state last week. They beat Adna by a score of 16-14. They kicked three field goals. You just don't see that at the 2B level, having teams with kickers that are capable of maybe even one field goal, much less three. So they're coming in, a little bit of momentum, coming off a big upset, taking on Laconner. Now, Laconner, number nine in the final score.tv rankings for the 2B boys, they were the only one of the few teams this year that gave Napavine a run. They're 7-1 overall, 3-0 at home, 2-1 away, and that loss came to number one Napavine, and the score was only 24-14. So I think you've got two teams here that have proven they can play with the top of the league competition, and we should have a heck of a ball game tomorrow to see if these guys can advance from the round of 16 to the round of 8.
And that one's at 6 o'clock at Cedro Woolley. The winner would advance to face El Waco Toledo, but you would get the next round game at home. I mean, that you're going to stay up north there for the next round, whoever wins that game.
Huge on that one. And like you mentioned, Laconner, if they pull through this one, gets the winner of Toledo El Waco. Toledo, the number two ranked team in the state, number one of the Southwest 2B conference. So talk about a tough draw for the Braves. Although the Braves, under a new coaching staff this year, Peter Voorhees, first year head coach for them, have got some very, very good football players. And at the 2B level, to me, it's not so much about how good your stars are, because every team seems to have one or two really good athletes here at the 2B level. Mm. It's really how solid your program is from those positions that are 3 through 11 on your roster, the rest of the kids that are playing in the starting lineup. And Laconner has traditionally been very, very deep. It's a team that does not seem to have any weaknesses. Buda Luna, their starting tailback, 853 yards rushing on the season. He's the top running tailback in Skagit County amongst some teams that like to run the football up here, but they balance it off with a good passing offense. James Holbert, their quarterback, 745 yards in the air this year. So a balanced team that's coming in. They've scored 377 points this year on offense.
Wow.
A lot of points. They've only given up 65, and 24 of those were the Napavine. So we'll see. I think Laconner has got a chance to make a run and make a dent, but first they've got to get past Raymond, who is certainly not going to roll over for him.
And as usual, up in your neck of the woods, a lot of teams still in the state tournament. I'll give you three of the matchups. Mount Baker, Hoquiam, that one's in the 1A's coming up at Civic Stadium tomorrow at 6 o'clock. You've also got Cedro Woolley taking on Pullman. They have to go all the way east to take on Pullman in that game. And then you got Linden at Civic Stadium at 1 o'clock hosting Black Hills. Any one of those three games kind of intrigue you more than the others?
Well, I'll tell you what, I spent most of the year broadcasting Mount Vernon in the 4A Wesco North.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a pleasure to get some playoff football games here over the last couple of weeks. After seeing Cedro Woolley last week, they're deep, they're varied, and they're incredibly well-coached. Dave Ward has done amazing things with a program that's got a lot of athletes in it, and I wouldn't be surprised if in Pullman, Cedro Woolley comes through that particular one and continues their march in through the 2A bracket to eventually, I'm guessing, meet up with the University of Archbishop Murphy. But still, that Cedro Woolley football team is a good football team. Maybe not quite state champion caliber like they were a few years ago, but then again, I don't think I would have said the state champion caliber team from 2 years ago was that at the point in time I saw them in the season. So a lot can happen. Mount Baker and Linden are good football teams too. And like you said, We've got a lot of quality football players, coaches, and programs, and I expect Skagit and Whatcom County is going to be making some noise as we head towards the round of eight.
Hey, great stuff. Thanks for joining us, Caleb.